Happy Thanksgiving Friday, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC. Well, this coming Tuesday evening will be a very special program coming to Kendall Young Library. It's all about Abe Lincoln, our president, and playing the role of Honest Abe is Kevin Wood. And Kevin, very good day to you, sir.
Well, good day to you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're busy with a lot of tours going on in your home state of Michigan, I believe.
I'm in Michigan, but I travel all over the Midwest. Yep, I'm pretty busy this year.
Yeah, and hometown is for you around Motown, I believe.
Yes, a little town called Adrian, Michigan, about an hour outside of Detroit.
Okay, cool. So you're coming to Webster City for your program about Abe Lincoln. Let's find out about what made you interested in Honest Abe in the first place.
Well, I've always loved history. I happened to go to high school in a town in Illinois that Lincoln used to visit as a lawyer, traveling lawyer. The courthouse is still standing in that town called Metamora near Peoria. And so that's kind of my intro to Lincoln, you might say, in high school. Of course, I didn't look like Lincoln then. Later, grew a beard, and one day I looked in the mirror and said, you look a little bit like Abe Lincoln. So just for fun, I did it in my church. This was 23 years ago. And for many years, it was just a hobby and then eventually built into a full-time job.
How many programs have you given, Kevin, in your role as Abe Lincoln?
I'm coming up on 2,000 at this point. And professional, I've been doing it professionally the last 8 years.
What's been the response since then, Kevin?
I'm sorry? Said I,
what's the response been into your role as Abe Lincoln?
Well, in general, people greatly respect and esteem Abraham Lincoln for his not only for his role as leader of our nation during a very difficult time, obviously the Civil War, but in preserving the nation, of course, also his role in seeing the emancipation come about. But again, it also just his personal characteristics, his compassion, his kindness, his honesty, obviously.
And that's one of the factors about what made you interested in the role of Abe Lincoln that you're bringing to
yes.
Webster City for a program. Matter of fact, you're going to be spending much of next week, this coming next week, in the state of Iowa. Webster City is one of those stops, and I believe your topic is about Abe Lincoln and Thanksgiving. Am I right on that there, Kevin?
That's correct. Yeah, I'll be in Iowa from Monday through Saturday all week. And this is my second visit to Kendall Young. I did my what I call my standard program a couple of years ago, in which I talk about what do you expect Lincoln to talk about, his whole life, the Civil War, obviously, his presidency, his own personal story. But this program coming up Tuesday is very specific to Thanksgiving, and many people don't realize that Thanksgiving became a national holiday, if you will, or a national observance at least, when Lincoln was president in 1863. That was our first annual observance of the Thanksgiving, annual national observance, we might say, of Thanksgiving Day. And that tradition has continued on to your day, obviously.
Right. So that will be 160 years we've been celebrating Thanksgiving, since you mentioned 1863, right in the midst of the Civil War when Abe Lincoln was president at the time.
Yes, and basically the story that I tell is the story not so much of Lincoln as much as a very remarkable woman by the name of Sarah Josepha Hale,
mm-hmm.
who was a writer. She was an editor of a ladies' journal, and she basically spent 35 years campaigning for there to be a national day of Thanksgiving. She wrote to four different presidents before Lincoln. None of them listened to her. She wrote to Lincoln in the middle of the Civil War, and I said, sounds like a good idea to me. So that's how it started.
And again, this program with you, Kevin, that's scheduled for next Tuesday evening. It's November 28th. Even though it's a few days after Thanksgiving, we have to give thanks, I think, each and every day, personally, for this country
yes,
and so forth. So,
I agree with you.
Absolutely.
So, I'll be doing the same program at Eldora, the library mm-hmm. there, on Monday morning. Also doing it at the Harcourt on Wednesday the 29th in the afternoon, same program, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And you're just going to have one busy week coming up this next week in the state of Iowa, Kevin.
Yes. Actually, I'm just realizing now I'm also going to be at the Hampton Library Monday evening, but that's
mm-hmm.
a different program. That's my Stories and Jokes program, which is also a lot of fun.
Which is based, again, on your character, Abe Lincoln.
Yes. Yes. I actually offer 14 different programs as Lincoln.
Really? And yes. you do this just mainly here in the Midwest, Kevin, or is it all around the country?
I do Midwest, so pretty much Ohio, across to Iowa. I also go down south. I go to Louisiana every year for a week. I'm going to Florida this year for a week and a half.
Oh, neat.
I travel as far east as New Jersey, as far west as South Dakota, Kansas. So I get around. I've been in 33 different states as Lincoln.
Wow. That's just amazing. Any overseas trips down the road, do you think there, Kevin, for Abe Lincoln? Do you plan any trips overseas when the role of Abe Lincoln down the road?
Well, it doesn't count as overseas, but I've done a couple programs in Canada, which is across the river from where I live in Michigan.
Yeah.
And I have done about 10 times I've performed as Lincoln in Spain. I actually used to live in Spain. So
really?
I've done Lincoln in Spain, and I'm fluent in Spanish, so I actually do Lincoln in Spanish as well.
Wonderful. But again, this program is all free of charge, and that's coming up this Tuesday evening at Kendall Young Library there on Wilson Avenue in Webster City about Lincoln and Thanksgiving. That's been around for a good 160 years. Of course, we wrapped up Thanksgiving yesterday on November 23rd. Of course, this Friday we got a lot of people shopping and so on and so forth. But again, you'll be here in Iowa this next week, Kevin, and giving what should be a wonderful program right after Thanksgiving.
Sorry, I just lost you.
I can hear you right now. I just said you'll be giving a great program coming up this Tuesday evening in Webster City. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I lost you for a minute, and I'll be back.
Okay, cool. I was just saying that you'll be giving a program coming up this Tuesday, and we invite everyone to come hear you in the role of Abe Lincoln and Thanksgiving this next Tuesday.
Yes, everyone is welcome. Hope to see a lot of people out.
All right, Kevin, thanks for joining us on the Community Corner this morning.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.